Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Percivali. And today we are talking about when motherhood really begins. And I want every girl to hear this, whether you are pregnant currently, you already have kids like you were previously pregnant, or whether you plan on one day becoming pregnant, because I think you should know this. And I think that you should be prepared and mentally prepared. And I think everyone should know what their like standards and boundaries are when it comes to pregnancy and motherhood, even before that season of their life arrives. Okay. We are going to get right into it right now. This is so important to me right now because I really truly believe that motherhood begins before the baby arrives. It does not begin the day you give birth, okay? It's not just a simple like, ta-da, like I gave birth and now starting today, I am a mom, okay? Becoming a mother starts emotionally, mentally, spiritually, even relationally, like all long before the day you give birth. I really wanted to do something on this topic specifically in honor of Mother's Day weekend. So of course, like it's relevant at the moment, especially for all the girls who are pregnant with their first baby. And like, you're in that like transitional period. Like it might, like you might feel like, because like me, like it's Mother's Day weekend. I'm pregnant. My baby's not here yet. So you might question like, does Mother's Day really apply to me since I don't have a baby here yet? And my belief is that yes, it does apply to you. And I don't even know if this is a belief or this is a fact. Like this is a real true fact that can't and shouldn't even attempt to be argued. Because yes, you're already a mother. So if anyone argues that fact, like I beg to fucking differ. You let them know, considering the baby that isn't here yet for you to see and for you to experience is because the baby is inside of me at the moment, okay? The baby is inside of me, growing, moving, trust me, moving and grooving. I feel it every day, all day. The baby is living, breathing, existing, physically in every possible way, inside of my body, at the exact point in time. All the same limbs and organs that we already have, we now have double of. I currently have two brains and two hearts and two sets of hands and two sets of arms and legs and feet and everything. Because that baby that's like not here yet is certainly here inside of me. The baby is just not here for you to experience. The baby is only here for me to experience right now. So you tell me that I'm not a mother yet. Maybe you're not even a father or an aunt or an uncle or a cousin or a grandparent because you haven't gotten to experience anything yet. We could argue that, but there is no arguing my role at this point in time, whether the baby is outside of my body or not, okay? People focus too much on the physical side of pregnancy and the being like of the baby being here. But that's not when motherhood begins, okay? Motherhood begins in the invisible moments. The moments that no one else can see before anyone else can see or experience anything. And while no one else can physically see it, your world, your entire world is starting to shift, okay? And only yours. People can empathize with you. You know, like even the father of the baby, even my husband, like they can be so excited and overjoyed and feeling all the feelings and going through with you 100%. But even they, even my husband, even the father of your child will still never experience any of it the same way you do. Because if we're talking the physicality of it, you know, or anything, the emotion, just whatever, there is no one who will get to experience the baby until they are here outside of your body until after you give birth. Only you experience the baby in its true form before giving birth. So this episode is about becoming. You can hear how I'm out of breath as I'm speaking. Let me also just say, by the way, that little side note, if you're listening to this in real time, next 2 weeks I'm off because we're going on our baby moon. And I need that break because talking, I get out of breath. I get out of breath even just talking. So a 2 week break I'll be going on because we'll be away. And then I'll be back and I'll do a baby moon recap and I'll tell you all about our vacation and where we went and stayed and what we did and the whole thing. It'll be a good like summer, you know, vacation type episode, but dang, I need a second because I get out of breath. I was just voice noting my friend too. And I was like, it was like a 4 minute long voice note. Yes, I'm one of those people. And I was literally huffing and puffing in the voice note. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't. It's a lot to talk like in one straight shot, but bear with me. I will get through it as best as I possibly can. But like I said, this episode is all about becoming, and it's about how pregnancy will and can slowly change the way that you are and what you become. And it's just, you're changing in the way that you think, the way that you love, the way that you protect, the way that you prioritize, the way that you feel, and even the way that you see yourself. Because trust me, you see yourself a whole lot different. There is a version of you that you are becoming. And that version of you that starts forming during pregnancy, no one really talks about. I think that's why a lot of people feel lonely in pregnancy, is because like they know that they're experiencing a huge shift. And they know, like I know that I'm going through an entire like identity change and a whole new version of me that I'm becoming, but no one else is addressing that. You know, like you internalize that and you know that, but everyone else just sees you as you, just pregnant, you know? But you're not just you, just pregnant. You are you like 3.0. Like you are a completely different person. You become 10 times, if not more, 100 times more protective about your peace than ever, ever, ever before. Okay? It's so different. Pregnancy will make you way more sensitive to stress. So you're way less tolerant of people that drain you, situations that drain you. You become so much more aware of your energy and other people's energy and just like the energy around you. And which then leads to you becoming way more intentional with your boundaries. No matter how high of boundaries and how strong your boundaries were beforehand, trust me, it's on another level. And if you are pregnant or if you have kids, you already know that. Like the boundaries is like, no, like no, no tolerance policy for that. Your priorities start shifting and your intuition becomes so much stronger. And I feel like I've always talked about my intuition on here on the show and like just like on social media. Like I've always been a highly intuitive person. I always just talk in general about like women's intuition. I always believe that women know, and I believe that it is a gift that women were born with and naturally have, but there's a reason why they call it a mother's intuition. There's a reason why they say mom knows best. Mom always knows. Like, yes, women are very intuitive creatures from the get-go. And yes, I have always been that way. But there is that mother's intuition that is just naturally on another level now. And because of that, you start trusting yourself differently and you start feeling more connected to your instincts. And it's not to say that you weren't before, but maybe it's to say that you were more open to guidance from others beforehand. You might not have cared so much, you know, what everyone thinks about you, which if you did, if you were a people pleaser, and if you did care so much about outside opinions and what people think about you, you certainly won't now. That is for sure. But if you were even like me and the type of person who like, it's not to say that you cared, but you were open you know, to other people telling you do this or don't do that. Like, take my word for it. Trust me. But now, throughout pregnancy, you find yourself uninterested. You find yourself becoming more inwardly guided. And it's just like, no, I got it. This is how I want to do it. I want to learn it for myself. I want to experience it firsthand. Even if it goes wrong, even if it turns out not the right way, I would rather do it this way than your way and trust your guidance, because now I'm a mother too. So I'm going to find my own path, and I want to mom in my own way. And I don't care if your way ends up being the right way and working for me, but you, like, I'm not taking the guidance from, let's say, another mom to teach me how to mom. No, I need to learn it myself. So maybe beforehand, you were open to shortcuts and you're like, oh, my friend said to try this thing this way, you know, so I'm just going to give it a whirl, because why waste my time trying to figure it out if this is what works for my friend? But now it's like, no, it's okay. I trust myself, so I'm going to do it myself. I like, you have like no patience for people telling you, just wait for this, and oh, no, don't bother doing that. It's like, everybody has an opinion about everything. Everyone has their own way about everything. I was just talking to one of my girlfriends, and like, we were talking about working out, and like, some people will say you shouldn't be working out in this way. Other people will be like, don't listen to them. You have to work out, and it's so important to strengthen your core and all this stuff. Like, it'll drive you insane. Like, to have people giving you like advice that they're so certain about, that they're so sure of, from two complete opposite ends of the spectrum. It's like, who do you trust? Who do you listen to? You can't. So that's why I'm saying you become more inwardly guided and way less externally guided. And because of that, I feel like a big thing that people often talk about is the newborn bubble. But I believe that it's that the bubble starts even before that, because I have subconsciously found myself in a pregnancy bubble. You know, like, you, like everything I just said, you stop like valuing anyone's guidance, really. But you also just stop like wanting a lot going on around you. Like, you start just wanting like straight up relaxing vibes, relaxing energy. It's like, your body and your mind start preparing you for something precious right away. Like I want to protect this precious season, and I want to protect this precious, precious time and this precious being from the beginning. Like, peace is no longer optional at this point. It is required. It is fundamental. Emotional maturity, safety, stability. These are all the requirements, and they are a top priority. So I know when people talk about like the newborn bubble, you know, once the baby is here and it's like, oh yeah, she doesn't leave her house. Like, I have 100% subconsciously found myself doing that throughout pregnancy. And that's just yet another reason why I say motherhood begins in pregnancy. It begins before the baby's here, because you are already protecting that precious, sacred being before they even arrive. Like I said before, you become more sensitive to stress. I refuse to let myself get stressed about anything. So, and it's not only for myself, it's not only for my own sanity, it's for my well-being as a whole. And because of my well-being as a whole, that means the well-being of my unborn baby. My bookworm girls are going to love this, especially if you're anything like me and you love when your reads get under your skin and you have no idea what's coming next and the suspense won't let you put the book down. That is definitely The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith, and you need to get your hands on it immediately. It's a domestic suspense thriller where nothing is quite as it seems. It has everything you want in a suspense novel: secrets, lies, emotional damage, and the deeply unsettling feeling that somebody absolutely should not be trusted, and of course, an affair. This book is pretty much one that takes the whole shiny, romantic, my husband is my rock idea and just casually sets it on fire, because beneath all the picture-perfect appearances, The Wedding Vow is packed with tension, deception, and the kind of twists that make you stop and go, oh, wow, so everyone here is making terrible choices, which for me is, of course, ideal reading. Imagine realizing you don't know your husband at all, and the truth and shocking secrets are a lot more dangerous than you'd ever imagine. This book is full of that addictive thriller energy where you think you know what's going on, and then the author basically leans in and says, you really thought, huh? So if you like books by Geneva Rose or even Freida McFadden that keep you on the edge of your seat, then you are going to love this one. The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith is available now wherever books are sold, so go grab your copy today. Starting something new isn't just hard, it can be terrifying. So much work goes into this thing that you're not entirely sure will work out, and it could be scary to make that leap of faith. Trust me, I know. When I started this podcast, I wasn't even sure what I was doing. What if no one listens? What if I do something wrong? What if no one buys my products? All the questions that we're all asking. Now, I know that I was right in believing in myself and launching this podcast despite all the fears and hesitations. It also helps when you have a partner like Shopify on your side to help. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Skims and Rode to brands just getting started. You'll be asking yourself questions like, but what if people haven't heard about my brand? Well, Shopify helps you find your customers with easy-to-run email and social media campaigns. And questions like, what if I get stuck? Not to worry, Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support. So it's time to turn those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/forthegirls. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls. That's shopify.com/forthegirls. Also, like I said before, your priorities start changing. You know, they start shifting. So perfectionism, big ambitions, overworking, people pleasing, pleasing everybody, making sure everybody's happy, going to everything, saying yes to everything, social pressure, or even societal pressure and standards, like all of that, like all of a sudden, none of it matters. None of it matters because pregnancy has a way of simplifying. Pregnancy has this like underlying key element of simplifying what actually does matter. Your home, your safety, your rest, your love, your relationships, your presence, family, mental health, meaningful friendships and relationships. And it awakens a completely different kind of strength within you. Beyond. So like everything gets simplified down to the pockets of what actually matters. And it makes you stronger in what actually matters. And when I say stronger, like I don't only mean mentally. Yes, mentally, you know, that mental load. But I'm talking literally and figuratively. Like you are doing things while scared. You are carrying responsibility differently than you ever have before. You're becoming emotionally stronger and you're realizing your body's strength. You're realizing how capable your body is of incredible, unbelievable, godlike things. Like it's like a superpower. It's like a divine, I don't even know. I say godlike where I mean like it's like a miracle. You know, it doesn't even feel earthly and worldly and real. It's like, what in the world? Like I was talking to a friend about how the body just naturally makes room for the baby to grow. And I was having this conversation because of something that I was experiencing from being naturally like a smaller frame. I'm just like a petite person. And they say, they're like, well, you're going to expand wider than someone who is maybe already bigger than you, because the body knows what it's doing. And if someone's already bigger than you and they don't need to expand wider, the baby already has the room. So they're not expanding that way. Whereas when you're smaller, the baby doesn't have the room to grow as much. So the body knows to expand wider. And it makes you think, like, how the fuck does it know that? Like, how does it not need a manual maneuvering, like a manual procedure to stretch out your ribs, to expand the width? Like, how does your body know it's time to just make room for a baby? Like, it's so trippy. And to me, it's so incredible. And that's why I say it's godlike, because how are you going to tell me that that's not some, like, out of this world miracle? And I saw a TikTok that was seriously, like, it was just so true, is so on point. And this girl was talking about how quite literally nothing can match the strength of a woman when she's pregnant, because no matter how petrified you are of childbirth, which I am, no matter how scared you are of going through labor, which I am, you have no choice. You have to do it. And when it comes to literally anything else in the world, you will always have a choice. You can back out of legitimately anything. Like, what is something that you cannot back out of once you start? Like, nothing. Even if you were going to jump out of a plane, let's say that you were about to go skydiving and you're all the way up 30,000 feet in the air. And you're about to jump off the plane and you're at the edge. You look down and you're scared shit. You can turn around and say to the person, never mind. And then you could sit down and they could bring the plane back to the ground. You don't have to jump out. Like, you can change your mind on literally anything else in the world. You can simply say, no, I'm scared. It's okay. I don't want to. No, I don't want to do it. Okay, then you won't have to. But when that baby's coming, it doesn't matter how afraid you are, you're gonna do it, no matter how petrified you are. Even if you were so petrified they needed to fucking sedate you, they'll sedate you. Like, there's absolutely no way out. And that strength is something that no one can ever discredit, and no one will ever be able to understand without having experienced it. That there is nothing that men have to do that they have no choice but to do. And I guess the same for women who, you know, don't ever get pregnant. So that strength, like being given no choice but to do the thing that you are petrified of, makes you so resilient without even trying, without even realizing it. And that is a prime example of why motherhood starts before the baby is here. Simply because of what you have to put yourself through in the first place in order for the baby to even get here. The baby will not even get here without you already stepping into that power, doing the incredible, amazing, unreal, miracle-like things, and being the strongest creature on the planet. And when it comes to that strength awakening within you, it's also because now every single choice that you make becomes a choice for two. So yes, it's physical, but it's also mental, because now you have to make every single choice and shift your mindset to begin thinking beyond yourself. Your decisions about anything and everything start feeling bigger. It could be a simple decision of when you're going to go to the grocery store. Like, does the baby have to nap? Does the baby have to feed? Like, whatever the situation is, every single decision becomes about two people rather than one and becomes bigger. So when you previously could have just said yes or no without thinking twice about something, just simply because you either wanted to or didn't want to, you now find yourself considering every possible outcome and moving completely differently. Like, there's no room for selfishness. There's no room for impulsivity anymore. You can't be impulsive. You can't be selfish and just say, yes, I want to do this, or no, I don't want to do that. Yes and no weigh a lot heavier on you now. So again, you're already there before the baby's even here. So that's why no one can question you. No one can discredit you, because your brain's already in that overdrive mode. It's already in that mode before the baby's even here. And I know I gave the example of the baby being physically here, like when I said, you know, does the baby have to sleep or does the baby have to feed? That was just an example, but I'm talking even pregnancy examples, like just simply, I'm tired. I can't overdo it. I have to relax. I have to rest. Like, I need to do X, Y, and Z in order to feel good. I need to take this or do that in order to survive the pregnancy. So even from now, those yeses and those nos hold a lot more weight than they did once before. Because pregnancy is not just about creating a baby, it's about creating a mother too. So when you are making all of your decisions moving forward, you're no longer thinking from the standpoint of the girl you once were. You're thinking from the standpoint of the mother that you are becoming. So let me say that again. Pregnancy is not just about creating a baby. It is about creating a mother too. There are actually two people being born during pregnancy, because there is not only the physical birth of the baby, but there is an emotional rebirth of you too that no one talks about. Again, like I said, you step into this new version of yourself that no one talks about. No one's talking about your emotional rebirth too. And while this is the most special season of your life, because of this rebirth, it's not only happy and exciting, it can be very emotional and very hard too, and isolating and lonely. And now you're mourning and you're grieving old versions of yourself. You're outgrowing parts of your own life, your old life, I should say, sorry. You are outgrowing parts of your old life, which could be very hard to let go of. It could be extremely, extremely hard to let go and to move on, you know, from certain seasons, from certain things. Allie and I talk about this all the time. You guys probably remember Allie, you know, was on the show a bunch of times. She's pregnant with her second baby, and like we were such different people years ago, and the way that we would just be like out on the town and doing whatever. And now it's like, see you when I see you, you know, like your whole life changes. You can't just be going out. Now Allie's at home making sourdough bread, you know, like everything changes. And when you outgrow those parts of your old life, you're going to feel unfamiliar to yourself. I sure do. When we talk about it, we're like, who are we? Sometimes, you know, like when an old photo comes up, like 3 years ago today, and it's like the pictures of us, we're like, who are those people? Like, and it's sad. And what is so crazy about it is that you're meeting this new version of yourself in real time. So you are watching and witnessing this new version of yourself unravel and unfold right then and there. And it's a type of growth that can feel really, really beautiful while also really, really uncomfortable. Beauty and discomfort can exist simultaneously, and it is extremely valid. And just because you're grieving and mourning and you feel uncomfortable and you feel unfamiliar to yourself does not mean that you can't also be happy and excited. Of course it does. Of course it does. Because guess what? You're still showing up no matter how uncomfortable you may be. You're still going to do what needs to be done. You're still going to get the things done. You're still going to move forward, and you're still going to step into this season giving it your best and giving it your all. And that is why your strength is unmatched. That is why no one could take that away from you. So no, motherhood is not just a switch that flips overnight in a hospital room. It begins from day one in the protecting, in the softening, in the slowing down, in the worrying, in the preparing, in the way that you start loving someone before you've even met them, and in the way your heart just doubles in size, quietly and slowly just expanding and expanding and expanding. And guess what? There are two hearts growing during pregnancy, your baby's and the new version of yours. Pregnancy is not only preparing you to meet your baby, it's preparing you to meet yourself too. So celebrate that. Celebrate this season because it is the last one you get before your entire life changes in every single way possible. And I hope that all the mommies had an amazing Mother's Day, and the mommies to be, even though if you're a mommy to be, you're a mommy today. I'm standing on that. And that is all that we have for today. So thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, girls.